reading of Jesus, and I could tell, by the way, Swami put up the microphone. I already knew what the announcement was going to be. But in fact, I had understood 3 days before that, sitting in my office across the street, above the garage right there, I had received the manuscript from Vrindavan of Prabhupada's last chapter of the Bhagavatam, chapter 13, or 12, 13, and somehow by reading it, I was simultaneously overwhelmed with the extraordinary brilliance of that chapter. It is sweetest in the spiritual world, and those of us who work at the DVD, of course, our life and soul is the Bhakti Vedanta purpose. But when we got this last chapter, chapter 13, there's just something so special about that chapter. And knowing that Srila Prabhupada in his physical condition had written such a chapter, even making jokes in the chapter, that's just inconceivable. In that chapter, he was making jokes about the four-headed Brahma as well as the four-headed scientist, you know. Even in my youthful devotee days, I was thinking, how could someone write such brilliant purpose and even make jokes in such a condition? At the same time, while reading this chapter, I got the distinct feeling that this was so far from the last chapter. And I broke down emotionally in tears, knowing that this was the end of our receiving of our Vedanta purport. We had arranged our whole life wanting to be there at the Prabhupada through his books, through the 10th canto, through the 11th canto, through the 12th canto, and then to read that last wonderful chapter at the end. Very emotional experience. And then, as I said, some days later, just 2 or 3 days later, the announcement came in this temple room. I remember the reaction of most of the devotees. One particular devotee in the evening cried out, "Oh my God, oh my God." And that is Shastri. The Shastri said that one should lament upon the spirit of the master. And to the Prabhupada certainly was more than the spirit of the master. Founder Charya of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, the master at whose feet all other masters sit. Looking back over those years, still had not found anything as glorious as the day commemoration of Prabhupada. Obeisance and glorification, extraordinary purpose, which simultaneously combine analysis of the material energy with presentation of the most extraordinary case of the Loka Vrindavan. This is the unique contribution of Srila Prabhupada, that he could devastatingly attack the material energy and expose it, but at the same time, mix in the most extraordinary flavors of Vrindavan. No one has ever done such a thing in the recent ages. Generally, we can talk more about this later in the class. Reservations I have based on trust. How Prabhupada tore into the material energy with such ferocity, exposing it. Well, at the same time, talking about Yashoda and Krishna, You can jump back and forth between tearing apart the illusion at the same time presenting different novel flavors. This is the unique thing of our art's purpose. And sitting here today, look out the door and see the place where we work on this purpose. Now I understand why your father wanted so much that his books be finished, and why he pushed so much. Sometimes devotees lament, oh, we didn't have a chance to do Prabhupada. But Prabhupada himself said, my books are better than me. Despite his extraordinary statement, I well know how he said, if you want to know me, read my books. But he said also, my books are better than me. Glorious, most glorious celebration of Srila Prabhupada's history. I would like to simultaneously offer my most humble appreciation of his continuous appearance in his purports and thank him for speaking those purports up until his last days and making it clear in that last chapter that he's no ordinary person. I didn't want to read that last chapter. This had never been done like this. Read the Vaishnava history. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.